This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 24th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On the heels of NBAA's announcement that it's scaling back its March Light Business Aircraft Show in San Diego, the group announced yesterday that the Asian Business Aviation Association's February show will be canceled outright. The Asian Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition, or ABACE, was scheduled for February 11th and 12th in Hong Kong. National Business Aviation Association President Ed Boland commented, quote, ABACE requires a huge commitment of resources from our member companies, from exhibitors, and from NBAA. And at a time when our economy is moving into its second year of a recession, NBAA is not in a position to provide ABACE with the attention and resources required to make the show the success it needs to be for our attendees and exhibitors, unquote. The National Transportation Safety Board has a team in Denver investigating the Saturday wreck of a Continental 737 on takeoff. The plane ran off the runway and caught fire. While a final report on probable cause is likely at least a year away, board member and team supervisor Robert Sumwalt says it appears possible to rule out faulty brakes or tires as the cause. Quote, there's no indication from the physical examination on the scene of brake problems at this time, unquote. Sumwalt added that tire marks visible on the runway and the ground show the four main gear tires were inflated prior to the takeoff accident, according to CNN. Sumwalt adds that the injured pilot, an 11-year Continental veteran, is not physically able to be interviewed yet. FlyersRights.org, formerly known as the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights, claims that the Department of Transportation's recently announced plan to start tracking tarmac strandings is already falling victim to inaccurate reporting by airlines and a lack of DOT follow-through. In the absence of a federal passenger's bill of rights, the group hoped the new statistics were at least a step in the right direction. But Coalition founder Kate Hanai observes, quote, what has been provided so far amounts to little more than random numbers. It totally misleads the flying public, unquote. Among the highly questionable numbers, Hanai points to 92 flights reported by the airlines to have sat for only 10 minutes or less on the tarmac after being diverted. She adds that DOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics has admitted errors in the first report covering October, but says there's no word on what will be done to correct the problem. A 62-year-old airline pilot and ex-U.S. Marine appears about to lose his career over a few drinks with younger coworkers. The London Sun cites other newspaper reports in relating the arrest of Michael Haar, who was reportedly in the cockpit of a Jet Airways Boeing 777 preparing for a Sunday morning flight from London Heathrow to Mumbai, India, when police, responding to a tip from airport security, arrested and removed him from the plane. An airport source told the paper, quote, security were immediately suspicious about him and deemed that he wasn't fit to fly. He is only a couple of years away from retirement and has blown everything, unquote. The source added Haar had been partying with fellow crew members Saturday night, possibly violating the hard 8-hour minimum requirement between last drink and start of duty. London Metro Police added that a breath test showed Haar's blood alcohol content to be above the UK's legal limit. Haar is free on bail pending a later court date. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. V Australia announces its new strike-delayed launch date. A CRJ may have fallen victim to a maintenance oversight. And NASA says worsening storms are caused by global warming. Also, check the ANN special feature. Today, something completely different. I'll talk to the world's oldest active pilot about Christmas, politics, the economy, and the business of giving. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. This short-form touch-and-go will take the next 2 days off for the Christmas holiday. All of us here at Aero News wish you and your family a joyous holiday season. We'll see you back here on Monday the 29th. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.